This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, November 12. Like jewels in a crown. Our reading comes from Zechariah chapter 9. Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will take away the chariots from Ephraim and the war horses from Jerusalem, and the battle bow will be broken. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will free your prisoners from the waterless pit. Return to your fortress, you prisoners of hope. Even now, I announce that I will restore twice as much to you. I will bend Judah as I bend my bow, and fill it with Ephraim. I will rouse your sons, Zion, against your sons, Greece, and make you like a warrior's sword. Then the Lord will appear over them. His arrow will flash like lightning. The sovereign Lord will sound the trumpet. He will march in the storms of the south, and the Lord Almighty will shield them. They will destroy and overcome with sling stones. They will drink and roar as with wine. They will be full like a bowl used for sprinkling the corners of the altar. The Lord their God will save his people on that day as a shepherd saves his flock. They will sparkle in his land like jewels in a crown. How attractive and beautiful they will be! Grain will make the young men thrive, and new wine the young women. There's a place on the Pacific coast that we like to visit. We walk slowly along the beach with our heads down, picking up small rocks worn smooth after years and years of being rolled back and forth by the waves. When the rocks are wet, they glisten with every color of the rainbow. I often wonder at how such a variety of rocks would end up on one beach. Zechariah's words, "They will sparkle in his land like jewels in a crown," make me think of that beach. The prophecy of Zechariah was given to the people of Judah to remind them of God's overarching plans and to encourage them about deliverance in the future. Zechariah painted awe-inspiring word pictures of the salvation and restoration that the Messiah, the promised deliverer, would accomplish. The message speaks of God's great delight in his people. They will be restored and will sparkle in his land like jewels in a crown. God will take care of his precious sons and daughters because they are his and he wants to see them fully restored. In Ephesians 3, verses 10 and 11, Paul writes that God has revealed his amazing wisdom to the rulers and powers of this world through the church, which is built on the foundation set by the Messiah, Jesus Christ. God's people will shine as they reveal God's wisdom and beauty everywhere. Pray with me. Father, we know your love for us is vast, and it touches us deeply to know how much you delight in us. Let our lives shine for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.